Brisbane youngster Jared Berry. Hi, Jared.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good. What do you make of that finish? Should Tiger have held that last putt?
Oh, it was a pretty tough one, but yeah, I just got up early this morning to have a look at it, and yeah, he's let me down there.
You like your golf? You like your golf, Jared?
Yeah, love me golf. Love me golf. Big golf culture up here in Brisbane because the weather's so good. So.
Nice. Well, Jared, no, Rocco, it's never up, it's never in. Tiger had to at least get it to the cup to give it a chance. Risk. Got to take the risk.
I never hit a green, so I've got no idea what you're talking about. You a bit sore today, Jared? Because the conditions weren't overly friendly up there yesterday for your game against the Suns, and it was a real slog.
Yeah. No, they were very trying conditions, and, yeah, it was plenty of contested balls. So, yeah, the body's a little bit sore today, and there's plenty of scratches over the knees from the hard ground, so...
We've been speaking so much about this new format with the JLT, only two games. Are you at all concerned because of the conditions yesterday that you don't have the conditions? You've touched on contested ball, which is obviously going to be through the roof in those conditions. But what about the running capacity? Is it altered because of the conditions?
Yeah, it is a little bit because obviously your shoes are heavy and it is harder to run. But I guess you've got that backing of pre-season that you do, so you're not really concerned about not getting the metres and the Ks that you need, because at the end of the day you've done the work and that's all you can rely on, so yeah, you're not too stressed.
I was having a look at your I guess form line for last season the other day, Jared, and it was a pretty dismal first half of last season, but you know, you and a few others coming into that lineup really seemed to make a difference. I think you won, what, three of your last 9 or 10, pushed a few teams close in others. Has that really given you some momentum that's carried on through the pre-season?
Yeah, definitely. The end of the season last year was probably where I guess all our work started to come together and we started moving the ball well and actually, yeah, being able to cut up teams. So, yeah, that has transitioned into this pre-season. Spots are very competitive. The actual pre-season was tough and grueling in pretty hot conditions up here. So, I guess, yeah, it's hopefully going to hold us in good stead for the season to come. Us, I guess, younger boys has got that experience now and a little bit of a few games under our belt, so should expect more from us this year, hopefully. And I guess, yeah, we can't put a roof on what we can achieve. So,
are you in the category as well about this "why not us" mentality, where what we saw last year with the Tigers and where they had come from the previous year, the Western Bulldogs the year before them, that you speak about not putting a roof on it, that anything is possible? Do you have that feeling as well at the Lions?
Yeah, definitely. That's the general feel around the club. The coaches are always real positive what we're doing well and what we need to improve on. So, yeah, I guess you don't really want to put a cap on success, and we'll go out there to win every game we can this year, and yeah, hopefully have a great result and climb up the ladder a bit further.
Really interested in your thoughts about playing alongside Luke Hodge, Jared. Now, we know what a great captain he's been and how much direction he gives out on the field. Does he ever shut up? He just seems to... He's a word a minute when he's out there. What sort of instructions is he actually giving?
Yeah, you're right. He doesn't stop talking. He's always chatting to either defenders or telling me he's a mid to push through and man up me man or play the zone sort of thing. So he's always yapping, and it's never just like normal talk. It's directional talk. So he's directing blokes around the field, and I guess that leadership coming from behind you and direction makes it so much easier to play the game, because you just you listen and then you trust straight away. That he knows what he's doing. And
he's not telling you to pick up his man, is he, Jared?
not normally.
Well, if he does, listen. Just do whatever he says.
Yeah.
What about, I mean, that's during a game. What about on the training track, Jared? I mean, is it the same on the track? And I guess as you guys have sort of worked alongside that, has it sort of served to demonstrate to you the sort of standards you need to aspire to be a top team?
Yeah, definitely. He's nearly another coach playing. So it makes it so much easier. And he sort of pulls you up mid-drill rather than having to wait and you nearly forget about it after the drill. He's straight onto it and makes sure you need knows what you need to do. So he's awesome like that. And, yeah, he's done a lot of work with the younger kids in terms of professionalism and doing what it requires, what AFL requires on the body, recovery and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, Hodgie's been a massive, massive attribute to our side already.
Jared, we sit back and we watch two JLT games and we try and get a feel for what clubs are doing and what they have changed. Is there anything significant that we can, probably in the first month of football, look at the Lions and say, gee, they weren't doing that last year. I see some really positive signs. Is there something that you've changed internally that you think will hold you in really good stead?
Yeah, I guess over the pre-season, we've had a pretty big focus on contested ball because last year's numbers weren't that great. So we've done a power work around that. So hopefully that does shine through this year, and you can realise that there's a lot of effort going into our games and the actual contest of the game. So, yeah.
Well, good stuff, Jared. I think it's fair to say for the first time in a number of years, there's some genuine positivity about where the Lions are headed on the field. And like we said, some momentum built up last season. Hopefully you guys can keep building on it 2018. All the best.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Good on you. All the very best. Hope you have a great year.
Jared Berry from the Brisbane Lions talking all things Brisbane, AFL.
And golf.
And golf, yes. Big golf fan.